his name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From our New York studios, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Tom, last Wednesday for my commentary, I was at the airport headed to Washington to watch the first black president swear in the first black woman as Attorney General of the United States, the Bible being held by the first Latina Supreme Court Justice, Sonia Sotomayor, and the Bible was the Bible of Frederick Douglass. It couldn't get better than that. And then that same night, Wednesday night, Reverend Nelson Rivers, the head of South Carolina National Action Network, called me and said that a terrorist act by a young 21-year-old racist just happened and killed 9 people at Bible class at Mother Emanuel AME Church, including Reverend Pinckney, who just 2 months ago, Reverend Al, stood with you and I as we did the vigil at the site. The young man, Walter Scott, was shot in the back by police. That's how fast things change. From the promise of that morning to the massacre that night. I say that to say, while we are seeing this outpouring of support to remove the Confederate flag, something many of us have advocated for years, let us not let them switch the story by taking down the flag and not dealing with the racism, the disproportionate distribution of wealth, unemployment, health care, education. Let us not be sucked in by a symbolic act that should be the beginning of change, not the end. Right there in South Carolina, yes, take the flag down, but also take down new voting laws and also take down an unequal education system. Let us not only take the flag down, but let us take the flag down as the beginning of a real conversation for change. Otherwise, they will change the story. We will be left with a pole with no flag and with no real change, and we cannot go for them to do that to us.
That's right, Reverend Al. That's right. Keep everybody focused.